This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How is this going to impact students who are planning on going to college, or even more so, people who are trying to pay back those loans?
Yes, I would say the word, Zach, is uncertainty, right? This just happened where President Trump is trying to get rid of the Department of Education, signed an executive order. So sure, there's a lot of unknowns, so it's kind of a wait and see. But I'd have to say there's definitely people who are paying back their student loans. I'm sure the government still wants people to still continue making their payments. And definitely when students need loans in order to go to college, I'd like to think they're not taking away, you know, the ability for the federal government to help students and parents with, you know, getting some money for education.
I think it's safe to assume that most people who are going to college right now are just, they're struggling with their debt that they've obtained already. But with everything that's going on right now, do you think there might be a major drop in applications for students going to colleges next semester or even further?
I absolutely think that's a possibility. Sure. So whenever you introduce uncertainty to the student, to the parents, you might be in a situation where a parent might want to say, take a, you know, a gap year, right? There's too much unknowns. We can't necessarily afford it. Worried about taking on too much debt. So some, you know, students may, after high school, you know, not apply, take a gap year and think about it. In some ways, that's not such a bad thing, too. You can be another year older, more mature. If after that year is up, they can make again another decision if they want to go back to school or go to school for the first time. And with this whole uncertainty of knowing with Department of Education possibly being gone, what is that student and parent going to do? So there's still a lot of unknowns.
And you hear it time and time again locally here where universities are full throttle trying to get admissions up, and they're running campaigns for it, whether it's Niagara University, from my own personal experience talking about it, but it almost makes sense, right? They need students there in order to maintain operations, and if there's a drop in tuition, I mean, what does that have to say about our local universities?
Oh, you're right, Zach. It's not just here locally. It's all across the country. You've seen all the, you know, I'm sure the listeners see on TV, there's big push the past, let's say, 5 or 6 years about be careful not to go to college and take on too much debt and to come out with a degree that you can't afford to pay that money back. They're just saying be cautious, right, over the last 5, 6, even maybe even closer to 10 years. So, yeah, and that in turn is going to have enrollment at these universities come down. So now these universities need to start thinking of ways of getting more students in. Maybe they can start using their endowment money. Got to come creative ways to bring the enrollment at these universities back up.
And then just to wrap it up, is there anything about this maybe I didn't ask or something that you think would be important for our listeners who maybe have grandchildren or even children going to school in the future that they should be aware of?
Well, again, I could mention, Zach, I highly like to think that the federal government is still going to be in the business of offering loans, right? Not necessarily. I mean, there's always a parent and a student that has, you know, total financial need, but I'm talking about where just the opportunity for a parent and a student to borrow from the federal government in order to attend college. I like to think there will always be there, that opportunity, but I would encourage the listeners, parents, and grandparents to start saving even more on their own, self-save, right? And that would be, like, say, a 529 plan. You know, you don't know what future holds with the Department of Education, so the parents and grandparents need to start saving for that child's education, and the 529 in New York State is definitely the way to go.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.